changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So today is going to be a very different jump start. I'm not going to necessarily share comments, etc. I've been reading this book by Russell Branson, and he talked about when you do a daily video, the idea is not necessarily to prepare a lot of content. It is to be yourself. And today is all about being yourself, because if you want to be happy, you've got to rewrite your script. And if you want to rewrite your script, you need to be sincere. That's why I chose to, normally I would wear different glasses. Normally I would have a background behind me. Normally I would have all kinds of things. But I wanted to show you who and what I really am. I mean, sitting in front of this green screen. So your computer is not locking up. We've been talking about, over the last few weeks, the concept of being happy. And I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you about the word sincere. The word sincere and the word happiness are very much tied together. My mic is falling. Sorry. I'm not in a hurry this morning because I'm being very sincere. Back in ancient Rome, people created statues. Statues were a very big thing. This was sort of a counterpoint to Jewish culture, which didn't believe in statues because thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. But in Roman culture, they created images. They created statues. And a statue was carved out of stone. Now, what did you do when you screwed up? What'd you do when you made a mistake in this statue that you've been carving out of stone? Well, what master craftsmen would do is throw the stone away and start over. What a lot of craftsmen would do is they would fill the cracks and they would fill the mistakes with wax. This is the term sina sera, sincere. This is where we get sincere. It means without wax. This is what I look like when you and I get together for our jump starts in the morning. Really, I typically wear this little cap because I'm bald. My head gets cold. And I also did not turn on my camera software to try and make me look good. And I didn't try and put a powerful background. I wanted to be sina sera. Without wax. And what's interesting is the camera, I noticed, because I didn't go in and set it to see me a certain way, it sees me as it sees me. It keeps trying to adjust and it keeps trying to zone in on me. So Here's the point, friends. Sincerity. Sincerity. Without wax. Cena. Sarah. Can you imagine buying a beautiful sculpture, spending a lot of money on it, and then when you get it home, finding that it's full of cracks? That would suck, wouldn't it? Cena, Sarah, are you living without wax? Today I'm showing you me without wax. I can't imagine you like me any less, because I'm me. And when I'm wearing my black shirt and I'm filling in this and the door is closed, I'm just trying to present the best of me. And yet the thing is, I like me just like the way I am. This is probably my favorite jumpstart ever. This is my jumpstart with no attachment. This is me jumping off and flying. I'm not worried about my posture. I'm not worried about my background. So let me ask you, are you worried about your posture and are you worried about your background? In which case, you're just filling in with wax. Cena, Sarah, sincere, without wax. Doesn't mean that I don't want to dress up for you sometimes. Doesn't mean you shouldn't dress up for other people. The point is, do you like yourself just the way you are? Can you look at the world and can you say, screw you if you don't like me? Today's kind of an R-rated jumpstart. Can you say, this is who I am and what I feel about myself, rather, is not dependent on what you reflect back to me. We talked yesterday about the anti-social media. It's so funny. We post something. Here I am with my girlfriend, and it's a great pic. Notice how the camera's switching because I'm using a... I didn't even bother to take off the focus. Here I am, and everything is perfect. No, everything is... Everything is. So I'm going to close today. Today's going to be a short one. Our word sincere comes from the Latin words sine sera. Without wax. There were people who created statues in ancient Italy who, when they made mistakes, decided to say, here's my wax. I'm going to cover it up. I'm going to make it look great. And then there were people who decided to say, I screwed up. This is my statue. I put some cracks in it. Can you appreciate my statue just the way it is? And until we can be, here's my statue, we'll never be happy. Wow. Zhao Fong Ang is just like bombing the crap out of us, guys. So I'm blocking him. Thank you so much. I have been looking forward to this opportunity to get up and show you what without wax looks like. Now, I might apply some wax in future jump starts. But I felt I owed it to you to be very, very honest. My good friend Heather says, I love this jump starts too. Reminds me of the early ones back in the beginning of COVID. Be you always. You're great, just as you are, sincerely. Same is true for you. Could you imagine being a sculptor in ancient Rome? And you created something and it was broken and cracked and it was a piece of crap, but you filled it in with wax and you sold it for high dollar. Would you sleep good because your bank account's full of money, or would you sleep good because you know that you did the best you could? I don't know about you, but I'd rather be broke and be without wax. I'd rather be alone and be without wax. How's that feel? Liz says, good morning and happy Thursday. Sina Sera, my friends. Without wax. In ancient Rome, there was so much demand for sculptures that people would get into sculpting simply to make money, to be alive, to survive. Problem was, they were not artisans. They were posers. And so when they would create something and they would make a mistake, which they would always do, and it would be cracked and it would be broken, they'd fill it with wax. The highest and best thing they could have done was to take it out into the market and say, this is broken, this is cracked, but can you buy it? Can you accept it just the way it is? You'll notice there's no music behind my voice to sweeten my voice this morning. This is me. My cold, bald head, my dogs over in the bed. Sina Sera, without wax. You know what? You don't need wax. You're the best expression of who you are that has ever been, just as you are. Being a better person doesn't mean applying wax to who you are. It means accepting who you are, loving who you are, appreciating who you are. Thank you for today. Thanks for letting me be without wax, because you're my friends. I don't need wax. Jerome says, I want you just the way you are. There's a lot said in that, says my friend Jerome. There's been a lot of songs going through my mind for the last few days from Billy Joel, Jerome. So thank you. All of this is awesome. So I want you, before you put on makeup, to look in the mirror and say, you're beautiful and... I'm making you look a little better. You're not cracked. You're not broken. You're not wrong. You're not missing. And you don't need any wax. Sina Sarah, without wax. Here's who I am and what I am. My good friend Ashley says, I love Billy Joel. He's one of my favorites. All right, friends. I love you all. Today's been fun. Thank you so much. Go through today and have fun. Just be you. Sina Sarah, without wax. Be the best you can. Be all that you are. And know that I love you. And know that I'll be here with you tomorrow. Okay? Thanks, everybody.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. Flying high, creating a complaint-free world.